It's time for the Totally Ice Hockey Show, and day two of the IIHF World Championships did not disappoint.
Bodker walks it in, pulls everyone towards him, sends it back, Lorentzen for Jensen, short side scores! Hat trick for Nicholas Jensen!
Now a steal by Reichel. Lucas Reichel busting in, shoots, scores! What a goal by Lucas Reichel! Slows it down, and he stopped, and Kazakhstan has won it! Dell plays it back for Mata. Olli Mata goes for Filipoka, shoots! Peterson makes the stop, score! On the rebound, Pakarainen pokes it in.
It's a tournament of upsets as Denmark beat Sweden for the first time ever.
Olofsson for Tomernes. The shot by Olofsson blocked. And Denmark, for the first time in the World Championship, will defeat Sweden 4-3.
Coming off six games today and looking at six more games tomorrow at the 2021 IIHF World Championship, Lucas, Mr. Hockey Encyclopedia, we're going to need you to shed some of that light on all of the action. And I have a question. It might be the toughest question of this entire episode of the podcast. Do you literally own a library full of hockey books? And I need to know the most honest and truthful answer from you.
Honestly and truthfully, I have hundreds and hundreds of hockey books from all over the place. I hope my floor doesn't break. No, I'm serious. Yeah, I mean, it's a lifetime. You know, Caroline, back in 1987, I lined up at Hillside Mall in Victoria. I'm like 12 years old to get Vladislav Tretiak to sign his new autobiography, Tretiak the Legend. More recently, I requested a review copy of Seth Berkman's book, A Team of Their Own, How an International Sisterhood Made History, which is all about the unified Korean women's hockey team at the 2018 Olympics. I could go on and on here.
And tell me, because I know that you have to have a favorite, which book is your number one go-to? If I'm asking you right now, the last book you could read till the end of time, which one is it?
Undoubtedly, Ken Dryden's The Game. Classic portrait of the late 70s Habs, and also what hockey culture and Canadian culture mean, right? I mean, my dad gave me this book when I was 9 years old. I read it over and over, and years later, I saw Ken Dryden in the press box in Vancouver and thanked him. That book changed everything for me.
There's something very special about books, and I love that you've held on to those books since you were young yourself. And I just love hearing that. And also, I think you just told everyone listening that you've been a massive hockey geek your entire life. So thank you for your honesty, Lucas.
Oh, guilty as charged. But hey, I'm not going to get us an 8-game suspension for reading too many hockey books, right?
Oh my goodness. Should we go there, or should we stick to all the important scores of today's game?
I think we should be politically correct and stick to the scores.
I agree with you. Okay, so tee us off about everything that happened today.
Well, six games today, and of course, Denmark upsetting Sweden. First win in history for the Danes over Sweden. Germany 5-1 winners over Norway. Russia hammering Great Britain 7-1. Defending champion Finland starting off 2-1 over USA. It was Switzerland 5, Czech Republic 2, and Kazakhstan nipping Latvia 3-2 in an epic shootout.
Okay, so those are the scores, and let's take a closer look at all of the results, and we begin with our game of the day. Can we have a drum roll, please? I wonder if that's possible in post-production. Sorry, producer Lucy, I'm giving you some more work to do, but those are always fun. And our game of the day is Denmark and Sweden, because who saw that coming?
Yeah, you know what? When Niklas Jensen is hot, good things happen for Denmark. Jensen with a hat trick and an assist today as the Danes finally get a win against Trey Kroner in their 12th attempt all time. Now, back in 2016, when Denmark made the quarterfinals in Moscow, Jensen led the team with 5 goals and 2 assists. On Saturday, he drove the bus on the top line with Mikael Bodker and Julian Jakobsen. Look at the skill on Jensen's 3 goals, a sweet tip, roof in a backhand, and a great short side snipe. Now, Jensen, a former Canucks prospect who coincidentally grew up in Herning when ex-Vancouver star Petri Skriko coached there, and he's now scoring as a top KHL goal scorer for Jokerit Helsinki and delivering the goods for Denmark.
You know, and while we're on the topic of Jensen, we all know that this tournament is taking place in a bubble because of COVID-19, but I want to share this quote from Jensen after the game for our listeners who may have missed it, because I know that we both feel it's super, super powerful. So here it is. "There's no people here to create the atmosphere for us. But when you are playing such a tight game against such a good team as Sweden, you build up your own atmosphere, and the guys did that, both on the ice and on the bench. We talked about being proud to play for Denmark and about how we would bring the noise and bring the atmosphere. That is what I'm talking about. That is character. That is how a team wins. That's how a team doesn't make excuses. They found the will to win within."
Exactly. Denmark coming through. And now Sweden has to wake up and get going after a stunning loss in Johan Garpenlöv's first world championship game as head coach. Full credit to Denmark for a full defensive effort. I mean, keeping the shots on goal pretty much even. But while you do like to see Carl Klingberg maintaining the hot hand he showed in Zug's Swiss championship run this year, and it's great he started off with two goals, you're going to need a lot more from the NHLers like Rickard Rakell, Victor Olofsson, and Adrian Kempe. Even if this isn't like the super potent Swedish NHL rosters we saw at the last three tournaments.
Absolute valid points. And it also sounds like the Swedish media wasn't too happy with their team's disappointing debut.
Oh, no. I mean, Expressen, they were already peeved before the game to see a Borja Salming cardboard cutout in the stands wearing a Danish jersey. I mean, what's that all about? I'll admit a Leafs jersey would be far more appropriate for this IIHF Centennial All-Star team member, knowing your notorious bias, Caroline.
I can't wait to watch the game against the Habs today, so I just had to throw that in there, but carry on.
Gratuitous. But anyway, Expressen is also calling this loss to Denmark, quote, a gigantic failure. The Swedish media, man, they are tough. Back in 2002, when Belarus eliminated Sweden at the Olympics, one outlet called the Tre Kroner Stars traitors and printed their mugshots along with their NHL salaries. But you know what? It's early days yet at this tournament. In 2003, when Denmark returned to the top division after a 54-year absence, they tied Canada 2-2. And still, the Canadians ended up winning the gold medal with current GM Roberto Luongo in goal and Shane Doan also scoring in the final. So, point is, you can't get too bent out of shape when you give up some early points to an underdog. Make your adjustments and move along.
Exactly. Okay, so you know what? It's funny because when you were looking at the schedule yesterday, you would probably think that our game of the day would be Finland-USA. And, you know, Denmark and Sweden blew us away. But let's talk about the other games that we saw, in particularly Finland and USA. And Finland came out on top in a big 2-1 game.
Hello, Jussi Olkinuora. In the end?
10 out of 10 pronunciation.
Thanks. I'm half Finnish, remember? It comes naturally. End of the day, the defending champions delivered a traditional tight-checking Finnish win, but they needed plenty of big saves from Olkinuora, their Metallurg Magnitogorsk goalie. And that's a great sign. You look at Jukka Jalonen's previous gold medal teams. Who'd they have in net? Petri Vähänen in 2011. Kevin Lankinen in 2019. The Finns have so many good goalies, they can win without a Tuukka Rask or a Pekka Rinne. Going forward, I'd say they need to take away the middle of the ice a little better than they did in the first and the third against the Americans. The U.S.? They played a gritty game. There's surely even more goals in store for Jason Robertson if he keeps firing the puck like that. I also like the presence of big Tage Thompson, playing his second Worlds at age 23.
I'm actually really excited to see the way the U.S. bounces back, and also Canada, the way they bounce back. And oddly enough, those two countries meet each other next at the World Championship. So we'll get into that a little later. But right now, let's also go over to Great Britain and Russia.
Absolutely. Rough ride for GB goalie Jackson Whistle and his teammates. I mean, coming in with limited prep time against a very talented group of seasoned KHLers. This game, basically over just 10 minutes in, with Russia scoring on the power play, shorthanded, and at full strength. I mean, that doesn't leave much. At least they didn't get an empty netter, right? Now, it was kind of funny. After the game, both sides, I thought, were throwing just a little bit of shade. British coach Corey Nielsen says, "I think when we play the number two nation in the world, you gotta work hard." Now, technically, yes, Russia is number two in the IIHF men's world ranking behind Canada, but you know the Russians always want to be number one. Oh, and then check out Anton Slepyshev's TripAdvisor review of the Brits. Quote, "I'm sure they will improve, at the moment, with that roster, I don't think they could compete in the KHL." Ouch!
The kids these days would call that savage, I think.
Yes, exactly. not classy, bougie, or ratchet, though.
Oh my gosh, or lit. We could go on and on. Maybe we'll have an episode dedicated to all the cool lingo these days that I have no idea what anything means. I have to go on urbandictionary.com and figure out what everything means these days.
But enough about the MTV Video Awards. Let's move on to something that IIHF.com's Andy Potts said that put the British situation at these bubble worlds in perspective. Andy said, you know, the expanded 28-man roster presents a rare opportunity to give precious international experience to emerging youngsters without worrying too much about immediate results. This, of course, a year with no relegation. So I think Andy is basically talking about mindfulness and self-care. Sound right?
Oh, he's absolutely right. And when you're a young player representing your country, experience is everything. Getting that confidence, the experience, the mental and physical awareness, it's such an amazing opportunity for these young hockey players. Okay, let's move on to Germany and Norway. And I like your reference here, Lucas, so take us away.
Oh, you're a mind reader. My goodness. Well, I am going to tell you, Coach Tony Soderholm has obviously hypnotized the Germans into believing they're playing Brazil in the 2014 FIFA World Cup semifinal. I know you love your soccer or football, as they say over there. Caroline, these guys are averaging a tournament leading 7 goals a game. Can this possibly last? Probably not. But one thing, it's great to see a kid like Lucas Reichel, forced to miss the World Juniors due to a positive COVID test, making up for some lost time here. After beating Norway 5-1, Reichel is tied with Marcel Nobles for the German scoring lead with 5 points. Reichel, of course, also winning a championship with Eisbären Berlin this year and getting Chicago Blackhawks fans pretty excited. Caroline, again, I know you love your Leafs. I promise to talk about a Toronto prospect if one does something. Deal?
Deal. But I appreciate the soccer reference. And I like the German national soccer team because they have a couple Polish players on it. And I'm Polish. So, I always end up rooting for some German team in any World Cup or international play. So I appreciate that.
All right. We bonded on that one. That was good.
Perfect. Okay. Czech Republic and Switzerland.
Way back in the day, the 1972 Worlds, Czechoslovakia defeated Switzerland 19-1 and 12-2. Well, those days are gone. Switzerland won today's game with 4 power play goals, 4, and some really solid team defense. Congrats to Andres Ambuhl, playing his record-tying 16th World Championship in his 108th career game. The Swiss veteran now just 11 games shy of the all-time record 119 held by Germany's Udo Kiesling. As for the Czechs, just a very frustrated bunch as they lose their second straight. So on Monday, they better maintain their perfect all-time record against Belarus.
Okay, let's move on to Latvia and Kazakhstan.
Well, beyond the Kazakh victory today, 3-2 in the shootout, let's just rewind a little bit. Bob Hartley said something interesting after the historic 2-0 win over Canada. Now, you know coaches, they're often pretty cagey. They just want to talk about the process. Well, Hartley actually revealed a specific target for the preliminary round. Take a listen.
We set a goal that we need 12 points. Is it, you know, like a... we looked over the past years, like 11, 12, 13 points kind of get you to the quarterfinals.
Now, if Latvia had won in regulation, I was going to sing Bon Jovi. I was, seriously. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa.
Oh, living sorry. On a prayer.
Yeah, exactly. I think I did the thing I said I was not going to do.
You don't want to get me hitting some bars here, Lucas. I'm pretty musically inclined. Not at all. I'm actually very, very tone deaf, but that's neither here or there.
And I'm, you know, not maybe the greatest mathematician. And so, yeah, we did what we did. But you know what? Kazakhstan's only previous IIHF win over Latvia was 5-2 way back at the 2006 Olympics. But today, they outshot Latvia 32-14, and they earned those 2 points. Captain Roman Starchenko, with the shootout winner, still getting it done at age 35. So, for the host Latvians, a wasted opportunity, but a good wake-up call. It's hard not to have an emotional letdown after shocking a team like Canada. The focus now for the Latvians, though, is to not fritter away any more points on Monday against the Italians.
I am shocked to see, though, a little bit that they didn't keep that momentum going. But like you said, sometimes these wake-up calls, especially in tournaments like this, are super important. And we did have some comedic relief from our lovable Latvians against Kazakhstan. What do you have for us?
Yeah. You had to feel a little bit sorry for third-time World Championship participant Kristaps Zyla. With Kazakhstan pressuring the Latvians, the Dynamo Riga defenseman broke his skate blade. And he was just stuck out there. He couldn't get off the ice. He basically ended up crawling back to the bench. Man, hockey is all about persistence, right? And this guy showed it in spades.
Absolutely. And we're going to keep on going with a flashback to the olden days of 2016.
May 22, 2016. Canada repeated as world champions in Moscow by beating Finland 2-0 in the final. It was a tough, tense gold medal game. Heartbreak for the Finns, who had won 9 straight games in 2016, including a 4-0 victory over Canada in the group stage, with 18-year-old tournament MVP Patrick Laine leading the team in scoring. For the Canadian team under coach Bill Peters, it was the perfect ending to a tournament where they limited their opponents to just 11 goals. But it was also a weird victory in 3 different ways. Number 1. Connor McDavid scored the winner in the first period off an exciting give and go with Matt Duchene.
McDavid to Duchene, back to McDavid, and scores! Connor McDavid slides it home!
That sounds like no big surprise, right? I mean, we're talking about McDavid, who owns 3 NHL scoring titles today. But actually, in 2016, coming off his rookie season with Edmonton, the fastest man on skates hadn't scored a single goal before the final. Not one. How wild is that? Fortunately, McDavid picked the perfect time to end his drought against future Oilers teammate Mikko Koskinen. Number 2. When Matt Duchene scored an empty netter with 1 second left on the clock, the Canadians leaped on the ice to celebrate.
Granlund trying to pick it up. It's scooped up by Marchand. Feeds it ahead for Duchene. It's back-to-back gold medals for Canada at the World Hockey Championship. Empty net goal for Duchene. There's still 0.9 seconds left on the clock, but it doesn't matter. Canada's going to win it for the second straight year.
But wait, not so fast. We like to do things by the book here at the IIHF. The officials, rather than allowing time to expire, made the Canadians pick up the helmets and sticks that they had gleefully cast away and head back to their bench. Obviously, the Finns were enjoying this even more than Canada. Or not. Then, there was one more face-off at center ice. Finally, in a weird moment of deja vu, Canada mobbed goalie Cam Talbot all over again.
Become the first country ever to win them all. And now the celebration is on. Back-to-back gold medals for Canada at the World Hockey Championship.
And number 3. We've got to talk about the medal presentation. When you think of Canadian captain Corey Perry, you might envision him scoring in the 2010 Olympic gold medal game in Vancouver, or squirting water inside Jeff Carter's glove in the 2014 playoffs. But you probably don't picture Corey Perry getting hugged by Vladimir Putin. Well, that's what happened when the Russian president enthusiastically participated in the medal presentation. If you don't believe me, Google it. It was a memorable way for Perry to join the Triple Gold Club amid one of the biggest Canadian hockey wins in Moscow since the 1972 Summit Series.
Time is flying here on the Totally Ice Hockey Show, and Lucas and I are about to preview all of the following day's action, and we're starting with Great Britain and Slovakia. Take us away. Can Britain bounce back?
Well, that's a huge challenge, and it's not just about recovering mentally after a lopsided loss to Russia. Britain going up against a confident Slovak team less than 24 hours later, and they better flush the lactic acid out of those legs. Slovakia, meanwhile, 2-for-5 on the power play in their opening win over Belarus, a great sign, but they did also allow Belarus to get back into the game in the third with 17 shots on goal, and I'd like to see more of a 60-minute effort from Craig Ramsey's team this time.
Now, moving on to Norway and Italy, this is a big game for Norway because they haven't lost to the Italians since 96.
Yeah, and you know what? Norway is deeper. They're healthier at every position and, of course, motivated after their flop against Germany. So coach Petter Thorsson will be looking for shorter shifts, fewer giveaways on Sunday. I expect Italy will put up a good fight but still lose their second straight.
Oh, dun, dun, dun. Okay, yeah. Sweden and Belarus.
Belarus got to have a better start, much better discipline. Mm-hmm. You cannot allow 3 goals on the first 8 shots like they did against Slovakia. Needless high-sticking penalties, hits from behind. At this level, you pay the price on the power play. And certainly Sweden is not going to be in a good mood. They're looking to rebound offensively to avenge their upset loss to Denmark. It's a W coach Johan Garpenlöv needs to have just to get the press off their back, right?
Absolutely. And Kazakhstan takes on the defending champs in Finland, who look strong and powerful. What do we see happening in this matchup?
Well, historically, these teams have only played 3 times at the Worlds, and Finland's won them all. But in those games, Finland never scored more than 4 goals a game. I think that could change on Sunday. Got to give the Kazakhs full credit for what they did today. But I just see the Finns banging away at Kazakhstan's net like they're in the mosh pit at Tuska, which is GM Jere Lehtinen's favorite Finnish heavy metal festival.
Now the question is, can Denmark carry the momentum into their game against the Swiss?
Well, we're going to see. You know, the Swiss have won all 5 previous meetings dating back to 2003. The Danes did take them to overtime in Moscow in 2016, but lost 3-2. With a team including Nikolai Ehlers and Lars Eller. You know what? The Danes are not going to catch the Swiss napping after their upset over Sweden. One thing for Denmark for sure, stay out of the penalty box. They did such a good job in their first game, and the Swiss power play is so good. Right now, the Danes have taken just 1 penalty. 1! Like, Nobel Peace Prize, anybody?
I love that. And then finally, Canada, USA. Like I was saying earlier in the episode, these teams are coming off of 2 losses or a loss each, and they have a lot to prove in this next game against each other. So I'm very, very excited to see how Canada shows up, how the USA shows up, and really all of the magic I'm hoping and anticipating for that happens on the ice.
Lots of pride out there, especially for Canada after losing to Latvia for the first time in World Championship history. Certainly, you couldn't pin it on goalie Darcy Kemper in the opener, but I think this is really about, for Canada, the forwards getting their offense in gear. You know, against Latvia, defenseman Colin Miller had 7 shots. That's good, but it's not good that it was more than captain Adam Henrique, Connor Brown, and Maxime Comtois combined. So that's got to change, as does the 0-for-4 power play. The U.S. is going to be going hard, too, and it's always hammer and tongs when the North American rivals meet. So strap in. It's going to be a fun physical affair.
I can't wait. right? So much has happened so far in the 2021 World Championships. So much is going to happen. So many unexpected upsets. So I'm just really looking forward to the next day. And Lucas, I know that everyone probably wants us to stay on here to sing some more Bon Jovi songs, but we got to wrap it up for today's episode of the Totally Ice Hockey Show. I want to say hello to all the Leafs fans out there and that I'm with you today and that, you know, my heart's with you. And let's hope that the boys in blue pull through against the Habs. And Lucas, you'll be hearing from me tomorrow. What do you think?
You know, the IHF is based in Switzerland, right? Like, this is supposed to be neutral. I can't believe what you just did. But yeah, you go off and dream about Wendell and Dougie. And, you know, I know your type.
Leafs fans, I got you.